accident, and it's not coincidental that you have tuned in to listen to the Word of God. It is powerful. It is mighty. It's alive. God is the God of the living and not the dead. And you are alive, and God wants to bless you today. Hallelujah. He wants to make sure you're so blessed that, man, you're just going to scream glory to God. That's how much God wants you blessed. So thank God for you. Thank God for you. And right now, folks, we're going to be talking about being blessed. My topic is blessed to be blessed. You out there, you need to bless somebody to be blessed. Praise God. That's the principle of God to begin with. And you folks, you need to be able to bless somebody. I don't care how poor you are. I don't care what, maybe you don't have all the skills and gifts that some other people have. But the Bible talks about being blessed to be blessed. You got to bless somebody, glory to God, in order to receive back the blessings of God in your life. And folks, I know there's a lot of people out there who are sick, who are having problems after problems. Today, some of you have tuned in and listening. Right now, you're tuned in, you're listening to the Word of God. Praise God, you're listening, and you're eager, and you're wanting more of God. You're hungry for God, and you need help, and God has placed this time for you to get help, to be a blessing to you. Glory to God. God has a word for you today. If you listen well, if you're obedient to God, God is going to bless you today. And I want you to call in. I'd like to hear from you. No doubt. I want to pray with you. Call the number again, 484-2500. That's 318-484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. A lot of you are tuned in. You're listening to my voice. But really, God is touching your heart. You need prayer, I guarantee you. It's a guaranteed by the Word of God, by the blood that Jesus shed in Calvary, that you will have an answered prayer. And come together in unity. Have an answered prayer. Come through for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just excited about it. So give us a call at 318-484-2500. We'd love to hear from you. We'll pray for you. If you have any comments, testimonies, I just love testimonies. I just feel great when I hear somebody testify about what God has done for you. It is awesome just to hear somebody say, hey, look what God has done for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you got a testimony, please don't hesitate to call in 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. The word today is about being blessed. Can you be blessed? Will you be blessed if you bless somebody? The Word of God talks about it. And, I like it, the story about Jacob. And he went on to his father-in-law. And his father-in-law was named Laban. And it's found in Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. And Jacob went unto Laban. And, of course, He worked for Rebekah and Leah to be married unto both of them. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee. You see, Jacob wanted to leave. But he said, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy eyes, tarry. He said, wait here, please, for I have learned. Now, watch this. This is the word of God. He said that I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me. Now, Laban, he said, bless me for my sake. Laban's just some guy who, an unbeliever, should I say, of the great I am that Jacob was serving. Laban served and worshiped pagan gods, if you want to know this. As you read further, as Rebekah stole the images that they worshiped, it was pagan gods. But he said, man, your God bless me because of you, because of Jacob and who he was and who you are. If you are a Christian, If you're born again and washed in the blood of Jesus, you're going to bless somebody, and God will bless you. God favors even the unbeliever. He blessed Laban, the father-in-law, who worshiped pagan gods. And that favor was found upon him because of Jacob being around him, staying with him. Folks, you are out there. There are people around you who are unbelievers and hoping that when you bless them, they will see that how God is living in your life. They will see and want more of God. They will see and experience like Laban experienced the blessings of the great I am that I am. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what God is looking at you. You are a Christian if you're born again and washed in the blood of Jesus. You're going to be a blessing to somebody. And once you bless others, you're going to be blessed even more and more, because Jacob, in the end, was blessed with so much, all the cattle or the sheep, the goats, and so on, all the possessions he had, the family he had, great family, enormous wealth, because he had blessed Laban because of the favor that God had upon him as well as Jacob. You see, you should be a blessing to somebody. You should be able to bless people because you are a Christian and God is upon you. God is moving upon you right now. You should be a blessing to somebody. You should be able to visit. He said, Jesus said, hey, you need to visit somebody and be a blessing. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me the drink, man. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I was sick, you came and helped me. This is what God is looking for, a man and a woman who is born again. Man, if you're born again, you should be doing these things. You should be a blessing to many people. You should be visiting the poor, the needy, the fatherless, the widows, the strangers in what God has called his people to do. That's what God has called you to do. So you can bless others, so you can be blessed in the midst of it all. An overwhelming amount of blessings. But you see, that should be in your heart. That should be in your heart, that God can bless you in every situation. God wants to bless you with good health. He wants to bless you with a good mind. He wants to bless you with a strong spirit, a live spirit, glory to God, a wealthy spirit. This is what God wants in your life, glory to God. You know, you were his child. You need to know who you are. You need to be born again and washed in the blood of Jesus. Some of you are hearing me, don't quite understand that you need to be born again. You need to be saved by the blood of Jesus. That's what God is looking for you. First of all, you got to be saved. You got to be an identity of being a child of God. You are a creation of God, but are you a child of God? Have you born again? When you come into this world, folks, you are brought in by sin, the nature of sin in your life. Actually, your father is actually the devil rather than, God himself. And now you need to be born again. You need Jesus to save you. You need Jesus to bring you back into the fold, to back into the family. By the blood of Jesus, you need to ask Jesus to come and live inside of your heart and be saved. That's the bottom line. You don't have much time, folks. We all see, the Bible says, look at the signs. The end is coming, and your end might be a lot closer than you think. I come to preach and tell you the truth. I didn't come to tickle your ears, folks. I didn't come to make you feel good. I just come to tell you the truth about how God will bless you. But you must be born again. You must be saved. You must have God inside of your heart. That's the best blessing that you can ever imagine is to know that you're going to heaven. Heaven, you see, the kingdom of heaven is a place where you will reside for all eternity. All eternity. And only way that it can happen in your life is by asking Jesus to come and live inside of your heart. Asking him. Ask Jesus to come and live inside of your heart and forgive you of your sins and to be your Savior and to save you from going to hell. That's the bottom line. Nobody likes to listen to it, but I come to tell you that you have an opportunity, no matter what the devil said. The devil is a liar, and I want you to know that he will try to stop you, but he can't stop you from being saved. He cannot stop you from salvation. And right now, you need to ask him to come and live inside of you. Glory to God, and save you, glory to God, from going to hell. Jesus, no other name whereby you can be saved but by the name of Jesus. And God wants to bless you. He didn't come, he said, I come to give you life and more abundantly. He came into this world in the flesh. The word of God came, dwelt among us, healed the sick by the thousands, folks. By the thousands. There's not enough books, the Bible says, of what Jesus did and all the acts that he did and bringing abundant life to all of us. You need salvation. You need to be saved. Yes, you're going to be blessed, glory to God. And as you bless others, you'll be blessed. And only through the salvation of God that you can be an enormous blessing to people. You can go out and bless somebody just by telling them about Jesus, man, and save their souls from going to hell. Glory to God. Laban said, hey, you know, glory to God, I know by experience, man, your God has blessed me because of you. Hallelujah. Has someone ever told you that? Has anybody ever told you that, hey, man, you're a blessing from God? Glory to God. Hallelujah. If it hasn't, then there's something wrong. Then you're not born again. That means that you're not a child of God. That means you'll end up in hell if you don't call upon Jesus and to save your soul. That's the bottom line. I come to tell you, if you're sick, folks, if you're dying, if you need help, if you're on drugs, if you're caught in alcohol, if you're hearing all kinds of, if you have mental problems, impairments in your life, God can heal you right now just by calling on him. Just by calling on him. And if you're a child of God, you don't have to receive any of those curses that are upon you. God will set you free by calling upon him, by pleading the blood of Jesus on you. God is a powerful God, and he wants to heal you. You are out there, you need to call the number. I want to pray with you. Some of you are just dying, and man, you headed for hell. You need help. You need Jesus. Some of you are dying. Man, call upon God, and he'll help you. He'll sustain you. He'll give you a place in heaven forever. This is no joke, folks. The end of times is near, and your end might be nearer than what you think. The Bible says you're appointed for man to live, to die, and then the judgment. Your appointment might be very soon, sooner than you think. You need Jesus to save you. You need Jesus to heal you. Glory to God. He'll heal you spiritually, and he'll heal you in every area of your life. I want you to call the number 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. These are the two numbers. One is local. The other is way out there. You need help. I want to pray with you. Someone right now is just crying their eyes out because you're so depressed. You're in the major depression, and God wants to pull you out of that depression. He said, my child, I will pull you out of that depression that you're in. Call upon me right now. Glory to God. God said, call upon me. Hallelujah. I'll take it away. It is a spirit. Depression is a demonic spirit that will get a hold of you. And you need Jesus, not a pill, okay? The only pill you need is Jesus to take that away from you, to heal you, to bless you, so you can be a blessing to others that you may obtain even more blessings from God. Call the number. I'd like to pray with you. 318-484-2500 or